This is your home for the South Bend Cubs. Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
It is 4:31 on this opening night for the South Bend Cubs from Four Winds Field in downtown South Bend. I'm the raspy Darren Pritchett today. Again, apologize for the voice. I've got cough drops. I've got all this stuff up here, and we're going to piece this together tonight as we have South Bend Cubs baseball coming up 6:45 with our Barnabys of Mishawaka and Granger pregame show, 7:05 first pitch, and I am joined by the chairman and owner of the South Bend Cubs, Andrew Berlin. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me. Greatly appreciate it. And I remember in 2015, you were here for the first ever South Bend Cub game. And now we spring forward, the first ever ball game as a high A affiliate. Now, to a lot of baseball fans, that may not mean a whole lot. But for me, that means we're seeing players who are one step closer to the majors. And that's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. I remember that first game. My car parked behind the stadium was indoctrinated by a foul ball that went over the stadium and dented the hood of the car.
No, I've never heard that.
My first game here, so it was welcome to South Bend. I loved it. But another thing, you know what else I love? Your voice.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think it sounds great. I think it's hot.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So if there's someone that wants to do a TV spot for maybe something, like soap or something, I could be in the shower with this voice, it would work.
Nah, you took it to another level right there. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I tried.
That's all right.
Oh, for you as an owner of a minor league baseball team, what is a day like today like for you? It's the first game of a brand new season, a brand new start.
It's a really good question, I have to tell you. Honestly, I was reflecting that about an hour ago, because the whole morning, I was up at 3:30 this morning doing a couple interviews. I've been smiling all day, and this is no BS. I'd say for the last 15 months, like everybody out there, it has been such a solemn time, not just for COVID, but politics, social issues. I mean, every day, it's just exhausting to open the newspapers, and I take that stuff very much to heart because I love our country. I love my neighbor, and I love just people being, you know, thriving. And it's been a tough time for people to thrive. But right now, today, I look out in this ballpark. To me, it's more of a romantic thing than a sport thing because it's a time for friends and family to come together, spend time together. It's going to be 52, and it won't be raining at 52 degrees. Yep. And so I see people coming together having a good time, and I tell you, it doesn't feel like a pandemic out here for the first time in a very long time. It feels so good.
Andrew, as a business owner, how have you handled the last year with your employees? I know you're a leader of your businesses, but at the same time, these workers are human beings, and they're going through the same concerns that we all have on a daily basis. Are you almost, I don't want to say a psychiatrist, but I'm sure you have to be there to lend an ear to them as well. How have you handled all this the last year?
I think the best leader is more than anything, more than just being a business person, is human first.
Yeah.
When I see the employees here and I see them for the first time in a long time, a lot of them follow me on Facebook and social media. I follow them back. I see the pictures of their families. I get a sense of how they're doing. But the first question I ask them is, how did you fare? How did you do over the last 15 months? How's your family? Did anybody get sick? And, you know, caring about them as human beings and being a human being, I think that's the best kind of leadership you can show in times like this.
Andrew Berlin, the chairman and owner of the South Bend Cubs, joining us here on WSBT Radio. I just have to share this quick story. When we started holding the AAA exhibition games, the first game, I was walking into the ballpark, and there were three different occasions where workers were also walking in at the same time, and you can tell they had not seen each other in over a year, being at this particular ballpark. And to see the smiles on their faces and the reunions that were taking place, it just made it feel like the light at the end of the tunnel is now finally coming, and we're going to get by this.
Absolutely. It not only is it a family amongst the employees, does it feel like a family? It feels like a family with the fans, too. I got to tell you, I'm not in South Bend, or haven't been in South Bend that much, although I came out here for, you know, business related to the apartment buildings or whatever else is going on here. But I run across fans all the time, and it's like running into an old friend.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, people think this is just marketing that I say these things, but it's true.
Yeah.
This is a place where people can come together, friends and family, have a party together, be outside. I mean, let's face it, where it's no safer anywhere else but to be outside. No one's getting the virus being outside, right? Mm-hmm. You know, people are wearing masks. They're social distancing. We've got sanitary stations everywhere in this ballpark. This place is clean, is comfortable, it's safe, and yet we can still gather and be together and be humans again.
Yeah, can't wait for that first pitch tonight.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Even though it's the norm to have the first pitch on opening day, but this is just going to mean a little more tonight. Now, you're sitting in the visitors' broadcast booth, and we both have the same view looking out at the Ivy and Berlin apartments that are absolutely gorgeous, and I'm just noticing the balconies. There's a lot of lawn chairs that are popping up on the balconies now.
Yeah.
How would you assess how all this has come together over the last 2 years?
Well, it's thrilling. I mean, let's face it, you open up the apartment buildings and then COVID hits. Not very good timing for a real estate development, but we have staying power, and we were able to wait it out, and the apartments are starting to fill up, which is absolutely terrific. And as we get the crowds coming here, you know, we're going to run 350,000 people past the apartments and into the ballpark. The party is going to be here in earnest. As the weather warms up, as the vaccines continue, as the government relaxes some of the restrictions, even the the mask mandate we hear is going to be eliminated towards the end of this month. Listen, I'm very optimistic about the future. But, man, we need to celebrate the fact that those vaccines are out there and have really been able to turn the corner for this country and, more specifically, for Four Winds Field and South Bend. I'm looking forward to a great summer. I really am.
I'm going to ask you an old question, but there's a new audience that maybe hasn't heard from you in a while. So let me just go back to step one here. You took over as owner of this franchise. Let's see. It would have been in 2011.
Yep.
So, wow, 10 years.
Yeah.
What is it about the game of baseball that has drawn you to want to become an owner of the South Bend Cubs and your other ventures right now in Major League Baseball? What is it about this game that has drawn you to it?
Well, there's something pure about it. I mean, it is, you stand at the plate, it's an individual sport, right? You stand out on the field, and it's a team sport. There's no time clock. It's over when it's over. You're playing a game outside in the summertime, under the stars, if you come to a ball game and baseball's part of your life, again, one of the nicest things about it is that the people you sit in front of, the people who sit in back of you or in front of you, you become friends by the end of the game. If you're a talkative person or you want to meet new friends, ballpark is a great place for it. And the game, of course, because the rules essentially have stayed the same for so many years, you see great defense and great offense. And if you study the game, it's complex and interesting. And you add the personalities of the players and even the standings. I see drama. I see romance. I see interesting strategy. I see a lot of things. But you have to, you got to watch the game. It's a pleasure to put my phone down sometimes and not look at it for a few hours.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to come within the walls of the stadium and you keep the outside world apart from you and just in this park. It's you, it's your neighbors, it's your family, it's the game. It's where the world slows down a little bit. You get to breathe and it just feels good, especially with all the craziness that's going on around us outside.
I tell you what, I'm going to get that audio to Lou. That's a great promo right there. That's like a minute spot for a radio or TV ad. That's absolutely perfect. Yeah. So take me back to September 2019, Clinton, Iowa. You watch your team win a championship. What's that like?
Oh, gosh, that was so long ago.
I know.
It's like 600 days ago. Yeah, that was fantastic. I mean, we haven't had a proper celebration of the 2019 league championship win. But we did get some great rings, didn't we, Darren?
Well, thank you for those rings.
Those rings are great.
I've showed it to people, and I know I've talked to players. There are so many opposing players jealous of how wonderful our rings are. So thank you.
I didn't say it for that reason.
Oh.
But, hey, listen, we need to have a celebration this summer. It may not be tonight, but I'm going to tell you something. Later in the summer, we're going to have a luau out on the field for the fans and the players. We're going to have a lot of fun. But, yeah. That was a terrific game. That was a great culmination. Little did we know what was coming, right? We didn't even have a drumbeat of what was coming until January of 2020. But having said that, a lot of those players are back. You know, having gone up to a high A, now we have a higher caliber of baseball on the field, even better baseball. Yep. But a lot of those guys who played for us who were going to go to Myrtle Beach are now back in South Bend. Mm. So we got some really great baseball. Great prospects joined us this year, too. So, man, it's looking all rosy. I really is.
Well, I have to tell you, I've got a man cave and a table with all my baseball memorabilia right in the middle. Front and center is that ring. It is so special. And
well earned.
I really didn't do anything. I just sat here and watched these great players, so I'm the luckiest guy on the face of the earth.
You know what you did? You painted a picture for all the listeners. You painted a picture for everybody to be there. And you brought the game into their living room, and you brought them to the field. And that's a service. That's a service to the team, to the franchise. That was well deserved.
Well, I will ride coattails to another championship. I'll be happy to be right along with it. Andrew, I guess your kind of thoughts, the ballpark, where it stands right now, entering the 2021 season. And I got to tell folks that I got to the ballpark really early today. It was about noon. And the preciseness of everyone making sure every little cranny, little corner of a windowsill is clean is absolutely amazing. This ballpark looks spectacular.
Well, you know something, it starts at the top, and let me tell you why. You know what OCD is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what CDO is? I'm a little CDO.
Okay.
CDO is OCD, but in alphabetical order.
Oh, okay.
Okay, don't choke. Don't choke.
Okay.
Okay. We like things just so at this ballpark. And that's why we cut the grass just a couple hours before the fans come, because we know that fans like the smell of cut grass. So every little detail, what you see, what you smell, what you hear, what you touch in this ballpark, we give it a lot of thought. And we want the very, very best experience for our guests that come to this ballpark.
Let me just end with this, and I'll let you take this where you want to go with it. For the average fan that comes to the ballpark, I don't think they maybe will never care about this question I'm going to ask. But just because during the pandemic, they were obviously doing a sports show, we needed things to talk about. And one of the things that was percolating was Major League Baseball taking over minor league baseball. That became reality. And obviously, Dick Nussbaum was the president of the Midwest League, one of my favorite baseball people to talk to. So there's been a lot of changes with the game. As an owner of a minor league team, how would you assess what Major League Baseball has done to minor league baseball and what the ultimate goal might be for them?
Well, boy, that is a big question with a complicated answer.
I know.
So I'll break it down very quickly, but I'll give you the highlights. Change is difficult always. I mean, the status quo is always the easiest thing to do, is just keep things as they are. But we know that things always have to improve. There were ballparks that needed improvement, and they were told they needed improvement, but unfortunately those owners did not make those improvements. And I think the frustration of some of the Major League Baseball owners and Major League Baseball as an organization, I got a little fed up with that. Now, having said that, a lot of arguments can be made one way or the other, whether or not Major League Baseball should have caused a merge with minor league baseball, whether or not the organizations should have come together. Well, they have, and that's over. But having said that, it's put a lot of pressure on some minor league owners. You know, 40 franchises, 40 cities, lost their affiliation with Major League Baseball, and obviously it's decimating for the owner, but it's also decimating for the people who live in those cities. The good news for the state of Indiana, specifically for South Bend, is that the state of Indiana has three minor league baseball teams, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and South Bend. And Indiana kept all three franchises. And specifically for South Bend, a park that has been celebrated as the best ballpark in all the United States in 2015, having won the John Johnson Award from Minor League and Major League Baseball for the best franchise overall. We never sat on our laurels. We never took it for granted. We kept improving. But the good news is that this team has been successful. It's a financially successful franchise. We've been able to afford to make the changes that are necessary even before Major League asked for it. But there is going to be a further improvement, and finances are going to need to make greater improvements, whether it be lighting, and actually they're asking for improvements in the clubhouse. They want us to build a dining room for the players to eat, another kitchen. We have female umpires now, so we have to build, and appropriately so, separate facilities for the female umpires. So, I mean, there are changes that are coming and things that have to be done. But at the same time, I think as your question infers, there were some injuries along the way. And I think what made it even more difficult is that the merge between minor league baseball and major league baseball happened during a pandemic. And, you know, when it was just, it almost felt like insult to injury to a lot of cities and a lot of franchises. And so that's unfortunate. But, you know, listen, you can whine about it or do something about it. I choose the latter. We're doing something about it. We're going to make the best of it, and we're going to help our brothers and sisters in other cities do the best they can, because though we compete on the field, we don't compete as franchises.
Yeah.
We try to help each other. And and I've helped a lot of people, and folks have, you know, there is a lot of crowd sharing and best practices in baseball, which is, I think, is terrific. It shows the kind of industry that we are. It's cooperative and collaborative. And so I think at the end of the day, yeah, it's a little difficult, and there may have to be some changes, but we'll get through it.
How about some good news? Final score from Wrigley, Cubs 7, Dodgers 1. There we go.
There you go.
Knocked out Kershaw today in the first inning. Good day for the Chicago Cubs.
Sure is.
Andrew, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done for baseball in South Bend. You truly saved it, and now this is the hot spot for baseball, and we can't thank you enough, and can't wait for opening day tonight, and can't wait to see what all is going to happen with honoring the 2019 championship team before tonight's game. So wonderful to see you.
You too, Darren.
And it's great to have you back in our city, and we look forward to having you back many, many times this summer.
And by the way, thanks for asking a lot of thoughtful questions. It's a lot more interesting, I think, for your listeners and for me when you lead a show like this. So well done.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate that. That is Andrew Berlin, the chairman and owner of the South Bend Cubs in South Bend and Quad Cities. 6:45 pregame, 7:05 first pitch right here on WSBT Radio.